they're flattened or damaged. At least 125 people have been hospitalized. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, you pick up and tell us what's going on in the world today.
Well, you know, I have to start off with a commentary on Senator Edward Kennedy's posthumous memoir called True Compass. I mean, what a euphemism, Dr. Stan, as if anything applied to this amoral, unprincipled, immoral senator who abused his power all of his life could be called True Compass. Of course, it's a carefully timed memoir intended to absolve Senator Kennedy of the guilt for his role in letting Mary Jo Kopechnik, his amorous liaison, drown at Chappaquiddick. Kennedy provides not a whit of any new information in this memoir, not even admitting, you know, to the immoral liaison that happened just before that. But claims at the end the atonement is a process that never ends. Well, he's found out already on the other side of the veil that atonement does have an end, and he doesn't qualify. And I'll be very, very frank. This man has some time to pay in hell.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you at all, and I think it was disgusting the way he was lauded and applauded by the media, and all the past presidents were there to pay homage to this man who was totally corrupt and depraved.
Yeah, I'm afraid they're trying to make him a martyr and a hero, like Martin Luther King, who had, you know, even worse immoral conduct. I don't know how it could be much worse, but apparently Martin Luther King was just a serial user of whores and prostitutes, even as a minister. And there's a special place in hell for those types, too. But the powers that be go to great extents to whitewash the reputations of these evil people, and it's an extension of the promised immunity, you know, they're given in life and I guess after death that they're trying to do. So, fortunately, we know in a correct view of theology that there's certainly going to be a price to pay and the judgment does come, and that they may escape it here on earth, but they will not escape it in heaven.
Amen. Well, we're all sinners, but at least we're repentant for our sins. There's no evidence that Kennedy was ever repentant for any of his sins or corruption. And I think it's just so interesting that he was lauded and applauded by the Bushes. In fact, they gave him a reward. The Bush Foundation gave Teddy Kennedy an award in 2003 as the most outstanding citizen in the United States Senate. How could the Bush Foundation, the Republicans, reward this culprit? Well, basically because they're all in this together.
Absolutely. I mean, these are not Christians and conservatives. These people are part of a globalist conspiracy to undermine the very values that we hold dear. And moving on to other news that will be coming out in the World Affairs Brief tomorrow, solar subsidies have crashed. You know, everyone was lauding Spain's massive subsidies for the solar industry. It was driving almost 50% of the revenue from solar panel manufacturers as Spain was giving people massive amounts of money to install solar panels, and they've run out of money, Dr. Stan. These, even with all the massive solar subsidies, the price of panels only kept going up, of course, because as demand goes up, they'll charge more. In other words, the manufacturers, when you give subsidies, realize there's less resistance to their high prices, and so they actually work the prices up even higher. The same thing happened with subsidies in the United States about solar domestic water heating. They offered them, you know, $1,000 credit for that thing, and so the prices immediately rose by $700 to $1,000. And so the people really weren't getting the benefit of any of that subsidy whatsoever.
Oh, you know, we saw this with the Casper Clunker situation. As soon as people started getting the $4,500 subsidy, the automotive sellers, the dealers, started raising the prices up a couple of $1,000s. So the people didn't get the benefit of it. They thought they were getting a good deal because they're getting $4,500. But it may very well be that the price went up $2,000 or $3,000 on the car that they got the $4,500 on. It's only human nature.
That's right. And what's interesting is that even with all those subsidies, solar energy is still not an economical and viable alternative to fossil fuel power generation and nuclear power generation. It won't work without the subsidies. And so as the subsidies has been withdrawn, the sales of solar panels by the major panel have plummeted, leaving a glut in supply and pushing prices down. And so this is a lesson that we ought to learn, that cap-and-trade, will not work. It will only hurt the system, and all kinds of subsidies will do the same. There's also trouble at the CIA. CIA Director Leon Panetta is clearly worried about the fallout from the half-truths leaked to the public about the Blackwater contract to do secret assassinations. There's an equal amount of disinformation surfacing about his supposed objections to Eric Holder's sham investigation of CIA torture. ABC News reported that CIA Director Panetta erupted in a tirade last month during a meeting with a senior White House staff member. Panetta was reportedly upset over plans by Attorney General Eric Holder to open a criminal investigation of allegations that CIA officers broke the law in carrying out certain enhanced interrogation techniques that Obama obliquely referred to as torture. And, of course, Panetta says, and the CIA spokesman says, it's absolutely untrue that Panetta has any plans of leaving the CIA, and I think the spokesman is right. Panetta's a seasoned insider who was Bill Clinton's chief of staff and definitely knows his place, though others indicate that he's not does not like having to report to Admiral Dennis Blair, Director of National Intelligence. Panetta is used to being, of course, having direct access to the president. It's also important to understand that Dennis Blair is a high-level globalist who has long carried the CFR pro-China message to the People's Liberation Army when he was in charge of U.S. naval operations in the Pacific. So Blair may well outrank Panetta in the pecking order among insiders. But Panetta is a tenacious and foul-mouthed infighter, much like Rahm Emanuel. They have a lot in common. And so I don't think he should be counted out yet. That said, you know, Panetta's clearly worried that he might be the fall guy for illegal aspects of the CIA black operations that no director is fully aware of until he actually sits down in the hot seat and gets briefed on what the CIA is really doing behind the lines. And I suspect, frankly, that some of the most illegal aspects are not even told to the CIA director. The former official said Panetta is also uncomfortable with some of the operations being carried out by the CIA that he did not know about until he took the job. Well, at least he's worried that he might get caught and set up to take the blame. You know, that happens occasionally, and he's worried he might be that fall guy. Panetta would certainly have been briefed by the White House that Holder's investigation is just for show, But Panetta surely is uncomfortable with the precedent that might be set for other illegal acts of which he's currently overseeing. And as I say, that some future administration might come back on him. Well, the Blackwater assassination team revelation was an, quote, inconvenient truth that got leaked out. But the biggest falsehood by Panetta at the CIA was that, quote, the contract was canceled. Now, this sends a message to the public that they can go back to sleep now, but they should not be so easily deceived, in my opinion. This whole story smells fishy. In the first place, all black operations are arranged so that the CIA can exercise what they call plausible deniability.
And, of course, the other thing is that they said that nobody was really killed. We just had the plans, but we would never kill anybody. We never carried any of them out. And if you believe that, why, of course, you're incredibly gullible. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen as we bring you up to date on what's really going on in the world, the news behind the news. Be right back with Joel Skousen.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 3rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $986.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,014.08, $507.04 for a half ounce, or $253.52 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,014.08, $507.04, or $253.52.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul taste like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest Joel Skousen. So, Joel, you pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about the CIA Blackwater assassinations contract, and while the CIA claims that the contract was canceled, all black operations are arranged so that the CIA can exercise plausible deniability if the hitmen get caught, so there's no written contracts to cancel. All these contracts are verbal. I mean, the CIA wouldn't get caught dead putting in written contract form that the CIA, Blackwater, was going to do any assassinations for them. That would never get into language. These operations are hidden in the general language of other contracts, and that general contract with Blackwater, Jay, which is their new name, most likely has not been canceled. All this is much like the inflated Pentagon payments for $300 toilet seats and $100 hammers, to defense aircraft contractors for secret projects developed in the Skunk Works and other top secret programs. In other words, they simply inflated the general contracts, and then there were verbal agreements to go through and do so, or, you know, at least secret contracts that had never been revealed, to be able to authorize where the money was really going. If Blackwater or some other mercenary contractor gets caught, you know, the CIA can say they were doing something the CIA never authorized in the written contract. Now, there are many examples of CIA betraying contractors who were working for the agency under these secret verbal agreements. Two prominent ones were Manuel Noriega, president of Panama, who managed the CIA's Panama drug pipeline, and Edwin P. Wilson, a former CIA intelligence officer who sold tons of explosives to Libya on behalf of the agency at the time that Libya was off limits to any trade with the U.S. because of its involvement in terrorism. You see that the CIA does things against our own laws. Both of these guys were set up for arrest by the CIA, Noriega for taking too big of a cut of the drug money, and Wilson for double dealing with others on the side. They're both taken to court and prosecuted. Both brought in paper evidence showing they had some off-the-record dealings with the CIA, though not specific to their case, because there is no anything but verbal authorization to do their illegal acts. The CIA got to both judges, who finally ruled that the defendant's evidence was inadmissible and warned them against mentioning the agency in court ever again. You know, some fair trial. Well, incidentally, Wilson actually found an honest judge on appeal who voided his conviction based upon evidence that the CIA tampered with evidence and lied to the court about its relationship with Wilson. But that's very rare. But the most important question about the whole Blackwater leak still begs for an answer. Charles Faddis, a former department chief at the CIA's Counterintelligence Center, who retired in 2008, told the AP, "I remain mystified. This is quintessential CIA work. You wonder what it means that the CIA has to rely on Blackwater to do assassinations. What are we still funding the CIA for then?" I mean, this is a dramatic, clear question. He's absolutely right. Covert operations is the CIA's main business. Why bring in a contractor to train and integrate them into the CIA's top secret procedures? Why not do it themselves, something they've been doing ever since World War II? Now, even though proxies like Mossad have been used for years, why do they need Blackwater to do this? Is the Mossad any less capable anymore? Is the Mossad refusing to do what the CIA wants? Not at all. This same question can be applied to almost all of the mercenaries by the Pentagon. It's clearly cheaper for the military to hire more people than do it themselves, but they don't do it. And as I've said in past years, it is my analysis that the powers to be who run our government and all covert programs are reluctant to use ordinary and honest military people to do these illegal acts. Good people's conscience gets in the way, and eventually they have a need to tell the American people what is going on. and with some, the threat of violating national security can't keep them from reading the law themselves and determining that it's illegal for the government to threaten them with national security sanctions, because you can't use national security to cover for government illegal acts. But the government has control of most judges, so they can get away with it, and that's what every one of these whistleblowers found. They were sent to jail, they were convicted, because judges refused to sustain their arguments against the CIA. Now, the CIA suffered, you know, this rash of bad exposure from dozens of whistleblowers in the 1980s, coming out of every alphabet soup named agency in the federal government, DEA, CIA, FBI, FAA even, telling of illegal and evil acts that they were tasked with. And the most comprehensive account of all these stories is, in one volume, is Defrauding American by Rodney Stitch, that I know you've carried in the past at your bookstore. My analysis of the costly U.S. decision to hire subcontractors and mercenaries is that the powers that be want to create a private secret implementation force for all things un-American and illegal, knowing that someday they will have to deal with hundreds of thousands of Americans who understand what's going on and will be tempted to fight back. These subcontractors, with all the powers to use lethal force, are the perfect solution for creating such a future force. But it's time. It takes time to filter the ex-military hires that they bring on and find out which ones will do illegal acts and not have a fit of conscience. Now, this isn't saying that these mercenary companies like Blackwater, Triple Canopy, DynCorp, MPRI only do illegal acts. Some are clearly more black ops oriented than others, depending on their corruptibility or the gullibility of the company leaders. Most of what even the bad companies do is legal, and many of their employees are doing honest work. They have to in order to stay in business and meet the scrutiny of occasional government inspectors. But silently, secretly, these companies are judging their people and selecting those who have few principles and testing them with increasingly amoral and illegal assignments, ultimately building a cadre of thugs who won't hesitate to take down patriotic Americans someday who are dissidents from government tyranny. The first tests are that of filthy language and cheating on their wives. And the CIA and FBI do this kind of filtering for corruption, too, and they've done it for years. It's something not very subtle and nearly invisible. Good CIA agents have told me in the past of being overseas on assignment and having a prostitute knock on their door offering their services, paid for by the CIA, no questions asked. Those that accept move up into higher or other areas, better assignments. Those that don't accept fail to get promoted much higher. Now, I've got a few Blackwater employees very upset with me in my briefs attacking their company, which they feel is doing a wonderful job. But this is the typical reaction of anyone on the white side, and these people are Christians, and they tend to be the most gullible. People on the white side, whether it's the CIA and the FBI or Blackwater, they're carefully kept from seeing the dark side and can't imagine that such a side even exists without them knowing about it. This is very naive. They ought to know enough about secret operations to know that this stuff has been going on for years, and the fact that they don't see it is proof of how effective it is. And the bottom line is that the public will never know what Blackwater is doing for the CIA. Panetta might not even know. The president will never be told all that the powers that be are doing in secret. The one thing is for sure, Blackwater would never have been selected to take over core CIA covert assassination programs had they not been co-opted by the powers that be. Now, it's one thing to be a naive... Well, I guess we're getting to a break... I'll finish when we get back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is, of course, Joel Skouden. And Joel, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief has a small subscription price. In fact, it's only $16 for the rest of the year. It's prorated so that everybody resubscribes at the end of the year, but it's a good time to get a cheap subscription to see if people like to what I write. They can also get just a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And I encourage people to go to the website. It has many free things there, of course, including a rundown of all the major news stories, the best ones that the establishment media puts out with the the least disinformation. And, of course, there's also a lot of good archival material about many of the government cover-ups that I have fair expertise in talking about, and also a lot of information about a few of my books that I've written on preparation. I do feel that while we fight this battle for liberty, it's important to prepare if we don't win, and if war comes upon this nation and tribulation is, you know, are predicted to come upon us.
Okay, well, I certainly recommend the World Affairs Brief. I read it regularly every week when it comes, and I think that everybody out there should be reading this to get a different slant on the news, because you're not getting the truth from the controlled media. So go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about Blackwater and the secret contract. You know, you have to understand that we have to come to a conclusion. Is this a simple case of some naive patriot conservative like Eric Prince falling in with a bad group at the CIA and being asked to do something that, you know, he's innocent of? There have been such people. For example, naive, compromising conservative patriots like Senator Robert Bennett of Utah, who during his early professional life ran Robert Mullins and Associate. This was a PR lobbyist organization in Washington and a front for the CIA. His first big sugar daddy client was CIA-connected Howard Hughes and his Summa Corporation. He was not made, and Bennett was not made aware of any of the specific tasks of the portion of employees that were cutouts for the CIA, and was probably embarrassed to find out that the Watergate burglars turned up on his own payroll, or at least when he owned the company. And that's all typical of how the powers that be use ignorant patriots to do their bidding, thinking it's a privilege to work for secret operations of the U.S. government. But I don't give Eric Prince, professing Christian and founder of Blackwater, any of that benefit of the doubt. To run an assassination squad for the CIA includes hiring former spooks or cutouts direct from the agency to train people and run the program. You can't do this and not know what's going on. You also have to be part of a very selective club to get into the military contracting business, which demands permission from federal authorities to have access to lethal military weaponry. And if you think any honest citizen can do this, just try approaching the BATF and tell them you want to start a military contracting company with access to automatic weapons, rockets, and explosives, and see how far you get. The only thing you'll do is get on their red list. I guarantee it. But people with insider connections, like Eric Prince, you know, they may well even be invited by government to get these licenses to start this company and be guaranteed contracts to make a go of it, because certainly it would take millions of dollars to buy your first shipments of these things, and you can't borrow that kind of money without guaranteed contracts. So this is a rigged system from the very start.
Agreed. Certainly, I think that everybody should be very concerned when we have these professional mercenaries. Many of them are trained killers, trained by our own military, but they belong to independent organizations. I would just point out that right now in Afghanistan, we have more contractors than we have troops. Nobody ever talks about all the contractors in Afghanistan. I don't know what they're all doing, but I'd be very, very concerned when the contractors in Afghanistan outnumber the American troops.
And you know what's interesting about all this, Dr. Stan, is that they never went for Congress with the general concept of, well, we want to hire contractors instead of American military troops. And they just did it. And this was an executive decision. And Congress has just accepted this and continued to fund this. And they should have cut off the funding long ago and said, you know, it's more economical to get more military troops than hire contractors. But believe me, there's a bad motive for this. They're training future thugs. You know, all this stories about foreign troops invading the U.S. to take down Americans is not true, and that's just bogus. They've got plenty of thug-like individuals in the United States, just as they did in Germany and in Russia, to hire on to do their Secret Service and brown shirt work. And that's what I fear for our country. Well, you know, there's a massive vaccine propaganda wave that we're experiencing. One can hardly turn on the evening news, either local or national, without being barraged by a literal wave of propaganda about the coming swine flu threat, which is already being called an epidemic, even though barely 650 people have died worldwide, and only 20 in Mexico where it all started. And that's not an epidemic, Dr. Stan. This has all the markings of a propaganda campaign benefiting the huge pharmaceutical firms producing vaccines. And it's more than monetary motives that are pushing, driving this push. There seems to be a long-term agenda of making people totally dependent on government money and actions to manage health care. And I think the media is highly complicit in this campaign to push vaccines and government health reform, going so far as to reject paid advertising spots warning about vaccine problems. ABC and NBC refused to run national ads critical of Obama's health care program as well. Center for Disease Control, which is very much tied in with the big drug makers, allocated $16 million in an outreach program aimed at large metropolitan areas. And the feds will be holding at least 9 swine flu propaganda meetings and showing a major video. Of course, public schools, the incubator of all things contagious, are back in session in September. Newscasters fret that the swine flu vaccine won't be ready for school children until mid-October, clearly implying that an all-school children vaccination campaign is coming. All of this hype is aimed at priming everyone with sufficient fear so they'll clamor for the vaccine, which could be very dangerous to your health. If history is any indicator, you won't see a dramatic rise in swine flu cases until the vaccine is administered, because vaccines often carry some residual live virus in them by, quote, mistake, like the first series of doses of the Dr. Jonas Salk polio vaccine had to be withdrawn because of the live virus, and a lot of people came down with polio after taking the vaccine. Now, you're a medical doctor, and I'm sure you're much more up on these dangers than I am, but it's very, very disconcerting that, you know, these are untested vaccines, that the people have, these companies have immunity from prosecution. It's really a problem, I see.
I think that those are very valid things. I mean, there's so much there that we should be concerned about. If you really go into the background of the history of vaccines, I would just point out that the World Health Organization, with its massive worldwide vaccine programs, just accidentally infected almost 2 billion people with hepatitis B because they forgot and used dirty needles, and over 60,000 people every year die of hepatitis B, that many of them contracted it or their mothers contracted it from the World Health Organization vaccine program, and nobody was ever held responsible for that or for the cutter vaccine that killed so many people or the cancer virus that they put in the Sabin vaccine, and people are dying every day because of that cancer virus, SV40, but nobody ever talks about it. And they, off the record, you know, behind the scenes, they admit it happened, but they can't tell the public because we wouldn't trust them if the public ever knew what had happened. And I simply say the public should not trust them.
Absolutely, Dr. Sam.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment for the final program, or the final stage of the program, so you hang on through the break, and we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, we've got about 6 minutes.
Well, we're talking about the fear-mongering that's going on in every radio and TV station that you hear about the danger of the swine flu. In fact, there really isn't hardly any swine flu going on at all. It's going to be very interesting because we'll be able to test, since the vaccine is not going to be ready till mid-October, we're going to see if, in fact, because of the contagion of large groups of public school children, whether or not the swine flu actually takes off prior to that. If it does not, and it only starts after the vaccination program begins in any significant numbers, then we can very reliably suggest that the vaccine may well be one of the factors in the spread of swine flu virus. There is legislation pending in two states, Massachusetts and North Carolina, to make health edicts by state officials mandatory, which could be interpreted to include vaccinations. And while I believe the state and federal health planners are universally in favor of mandatory vaccines, I do not believe they have the political capital to force this upon the American people under the current mild nature of the swine flu. And I think a great deal of the Internet rumors about martial law coming and planning on mandatory things are just that. More rumors like the, you know, the famous bank shutdown rumor by men in FEMA jackets, which turned out to be totally bogus. Only if it reached truly epidemic proportions, like 40 to 50%, not this measly 1 to 2%, would they be able to justify a mandatory policy? And even then, many like me would still refuse and take active measures to evade the dragnet. You don't, people don't understand. They don't have to comply even if they say so. It's just like any unconstitutional law. Make them pay the price. Make them, try to force this thing through the courts. Authorities will be overwhelmed by evaders. And they don't have the resources to make good on their demands. But people will have to make some sacrifices, like staying away from cities for a period of time until the bureaucratic fervor goes away. The biggest threat is first schools, if you have children in public schools, and second the workplace, if they force employers, which there is no law allowing them to force employers, but many employers, are yes men to government, will go along voluntarily. That they demand compliance of their employees and threaten them with job loss if they refuse to get vaccinated. I oppose these measures as a matter of personal liberty and also due to the long history of vaccine contamination with immune-damaging adjuvants like squalene and mercury. And these are very, very dangerous and proven to be dangerous, and yet they're in abundance in these new vaccines. Other doctors have much better credentials than I have covered this, and I quote them in the World Affairs Brief. Dr. Russell Blaylock says the vaccine may be more dangerous than the flu sign itself. Dr. Anders Brun Lorensen writes about the role of squalene and all that I cover in the brief. If people want a sample issue, they can, of course, email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. You know, it's no wonder, Dr. Stan, that less than half of the healthcare workers in Hong Kong are willing to be vaccinated for swine flu, mainly because of worry over side effects. According to British medical journals, the proportion of medical workers, including nurses and doctors in that area, who plan on being immunized is down to 47.9%. The percentage would decline further except for the high level of pressure within the medical establishment for doctors and nurses to set an example by being vaccinated. And that's especially true here in the United States. So I recommend people don't be railroaded into taking the vaccine, even if it appears the swine flu is on the rise. It may well be a self-fulfilling prophecy caused by vaccine side effects. Once the vaccine is introduced, it will become very difficult to tell whether or not the increase in swine flu is due to the natural mutation of the virus or induced effect from the vaccine, as has happened in the past. Almost no doctors who are against vaccines have access to the DNA footprint technology to make a valid determination, and we couldn't trust them to tell us the truth if they worked for government anyway.
Well, of course, I've interviewed a fellow named Wayne Madsen, and he actually says that he's been told that high officials in the UN and the World Health Organization, scientists have said, I mean, this is obviously, it came out of some sort of a laboratory. There are certain vectors on this virus. It could not have occurred by itself, and I believe that's true. So, whether it's true or not, why are they trying to put out a vaccine? It's only 6 weeks till the vaccine is going to be given, and they will not tell anybody whether there's going to be squalene in it. They have squalene. They bought the squalene. They're distributing it. But they said, we haven't decided whether we're going to have squalene in the vaccine. 6 weeks from now, and they don't know what's going to be in the vaccine. And I verified this.
They've made billions of doses already.
I know.
They had to have made the decision earlier.
But you see, I've talked to the CDC. I talked to the people at Glaxo, and they said, we haven't decided yet. And I said, how could that be? Well, that's just the way it is. I mean, they must think we're terribly, terribly stupid.
Well,
anyway.
If you're a medical doctor, they ought to realize this is pretty chancy trying to tell an MD that they, knowing that the lag time to produce this much vaccine and whether or not they put squalene into it or not.
Well, basically what they're doing, I found out what they're doing, is that they have separate squalene and they will mix it just before it's administered. So they bought the squalene, they've got the squalene all set to mix in, but they won't tell them what you kind of mix it in. Why would you spend millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars for the squalene and distribute it across the country?
Yeah, if you weren't going to use it.
Well, we're out of time. God bless. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Thank you so much. And I hope our listeners out there enjoy our conversations with Joel. Very insightful information, certainly that you need to know, and certainly as far as the vaccine is concerned. We have a great new 4-CD set. It's called the Swine Flu Vaccine, and you must not take it. Then, of course, we have a great DVD by Dr. David Ayoub called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And when you get that, you get a free CD-ROM that's got, you know, simply thousands of pages of government and, of course, of the of scientific data pointing out that they know they're poisoning the minds of our children. That's why between 1 and 60 and 90 boys in America is autistic. They're destroying the lives of our children, and you got to be pretty evil to want to do that, and they're lying. And if you read the documents that come out of the government, they will admit they're lying. In fact, we have a new book by Mark Geyer called, I think, the Spark of Life, something like that, where he actually had the opportunity to get the emails going back and forth with the CDC saying, well, we've got to lie to the people. How much do you think we can lie to the people? They've got all the information. They got it from the House committee that investigated what was going on and found out that the government officials lied to them, and they went to the Justice Department. They said these government officials lied under oath. They should be, you know, tried for perjury, and the Justice Department refused to do anything. We carry that book, the Spark of Life. I think that's the title of it, but if you request that, we'll get it for you. We have the book by Neil Miller that goes into the government hearings on autism. We carry Neil Miller's little book entitled Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? And the answer is no. Certainly you would want to get the DVD we carry by Dr. Blaylock, Vaccines and Brain Development. And they know they damage brain development. And that's one reason they're giving it to pregnant women, because, of course, by giving the vaccines to the pregnant women, those laden with mercury, they do the maximum amount of damage. And you've got to be very evil to want to do something like that. And then, of course, we have the DVD Vaccine Update 2009. That's a 4-CD set. We have an older tape set called Vaccines. And all of the information is good, and it's valid. And you need to get it, and you need to help us get it out. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Help us get the truth out while we can. And then we'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour of Radio Liberty, a program with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. But please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. And let's see, we've got, I guess, one more minute before we go to the break. So let me suggest our talk. It's entitled The Brotherhood of Darkness. We recommend it to you because it goes into the secret societies that are present today. And there really are secret societies working behind the scenes. There's certainly many of them, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, is a front for other secret societies, as is the Trilateral Commission, as is the Bilderbergers, as is the Club of Rome. So you'll need to get my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, The Forbidden Secret, and, of course, The Financial Armageddon, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200.